Peter Snowden on the line with us, joining us now. Good morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Jason.
Good team today in both Sydney and Melbourne especially. But you kick things off with the topical tip of the day in Aussie in the first.
Yeah, it'd be fitting, wouldn't he? He went today, but look, he's got a pretty strong race here. His trials have been good. We've always thought a bit of the horse. He's a lovely looking type with a good pedigree. He hasn't disappointed in his trials. He's still learning his craft, though. You know, I don't normally put blinkers on first up, but just looking at his trials, he just sort of tends to wait a bit for them. But the makeup of his race is good, too. There's good genuine pace there. Here we should be able to get into a good stalking position for a fourth or fifth, possibly, hopefully, and just have something to aim at late and hopefully get out of the top of them late.
Island Missile Race 5, Pete, 2,000 metres now, but he's pretty honest.
Yeah, look, I just been stretching him a wee bit more as we go, Ronnie. I've always thought this horse would get that sort of trip. Like, he's racing well. He's racing consistently, but a better horse to beat him twice now and probably lacks that killer punch to win a good race. But, you know, it makes his presence felt again. A good draw, a good, genuine, honest horse that's very fit now, and he should acquit himself well.
Onslaught, right at his peak now, off a win.
Yeah, he can be a bit hard to get, but gets a few favours to make good draws. So coming off a win, he's done everything right since. He's a fit horse now and only going to reproduce what he did the other day, and it's going to give him a good hope.
You got your two fillies clashing today in Melbourne, Anaheed and Catch Me. Catch Me, awkward draw, but she'll probably go back.
Yeah, she could do either, you know. She has got good genuine pace, but Kieran's got options there, and I'll leave it entirely up to him. He knows her quite well. But you're happy with both fillies. It's a pity they've got to run together, but I'm glad I've got both of them because they're both two really good fillies. Trials have been great. They've been down there for 8-10 weeks all up, so they've been down there the whole preparation, so no issues going the other way. But really happy with their trials at Packham the other day, and they're looking in good order.
Emperor's Way in race 8 should be competitive.
Yeah, it's a ticking over race for him. I had nothing for him here to run him in. There's nice races coming up end of February and March, but just need a one in between it, keeping ticking over. And off that good run first up, still a bit fresh. I thought it looks an ideal race, 1,700, so he definitely had some chance there.
Mm. With your two-year-olds, have you got anything left for the Millennium here, or your main guns are in Melbourne now?
Look, not sure. A few trialling on Tuesday that possibly one or two will get there, but it just, for mine, it just didn't sit right. It's just, when you crank them up that hard, that quickly, you sort of, it's a long way to go before the grand finals of the Group 1 races. So, look, it's a great concept, don't get me wrong, but it's just, for me, it's just, the time is just probably not exactly where you want it.
Okay. And what's that horse I spotted? Is it Strasbourg the other day? Did he trial the other day?
He did trial the other day in Autocratic,
Autocratic, yeah.
Cosmic Force. They're three nice horses that definitely you'll hear a lot more of them the next month.
Okay, beauty. Good luck today.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Ronnie.